So I want to open up today by saying, first of all, many of you know my wife, and she is an amazing woman for a lot of reasons, but one of them is she really does have the ability to multitask. And I know scientifically they say you can't do that, but I know women have all, I can take care of the kids, I can do all this stuff, but my wife can be, we'll be driving down the road and she'll be reading a book. And a technical book of some sort, and we'll be listening to a podcast. And I've tested her. I was like, "So what's your book about?" And she'll tell me what's the book about. And then a few minutes later, I said, "Did you catch that? What he just said on the podcast?" And she'll be like, she'll say it back to me, and then I'll rewind and say, "Oh yeah, that is what he meant. I was completely wrong on that." I am, on the other hand, and one of these people who I have to focus on anything to get one thing at a time to get it done. And which really frustrates my ADD. But what I have found through strength finders is that I can take different pieces of information from disparate resources and kind of bring them together. So that's kind of what I'm going to do today. There are three different things that have been going on recently. Most of you may know, or many of you may know, that I'm a big fan of the Bama podcast. And a couple of weeks ago, July 4th episode was talking about blessing and the idea of blessing being more than just a pat on the back or a smile. That can be part of it, but blessing is a lot more deeper. There's a lot deep, more deeper than that. But I've also recently done on the Bible app, there's you can do different series, and one of them was the practice of gratitude. And Diane and I did that together, and it's more than just thinking about gratitude, it's actually practicing it. And then the third thing is, I don't know if Tracy Mack is here, but his devo a few weeks ago kind of inspired me, where he kind of read through the lyrics that he had on his playlist. And it got me to thinking about some of the lyrics that I have playing in my head, or used to have playing in my head a lot. And some of those lyrics may be familiar, but for me they were, you won't have enough. You're not smart enough. You don't bring anything to the party, so you should just kind of be quiet. If you slip out, nobody will notice. Basically, you're not enough. And that was a playlist that played over and over in my head. And when I think back on it now, there were a lot of things that I missed out on because I was listening to that playlist more than I was listening to the truth that God says about each one of us. The reality of God's view of us is much different than the playlist we play in our head. So on this, in this practice of gratitude, it really is just kind of, it's as simple as waking up in the morning and thinking about, and really speaking out loud or writing down, what am I grateful for today? And at the end of the evening, kind of reflecting back and thinking, what happened today that I'm grateful for? Where did I see God, and what am I grateful for? In the podcast, it's talked about the idea of divine sparks. And it's an interesting little phrase, and we may have some ideas about it, but I'm going to probably misquote. Tzvi Freeman is a Jewish thinker, and his definition of divine spark is a thing's meaning or its place in the grand puzzle we call time. And it's not a pantheistic idea of God is everything in everything, but it's the idea that even inanimate objects can have a divine spark when they're used to bless. So a park bench, for example, is just an accumulation of metal and wood or stone, but there's a divine spark in it when a meeting takes place there. And maybe you're comforting somebody, or you're taking your child for a walk and you sit down and you talk to them about God's creation. The divine spark is something that we pull out because the divine spark is in us. God put it in us in creation, and when we accepted Christ and the Holy Spirit. So this idea of blessing, again, it's more than just a nice greeting or a smile or a slap on the back. A blessing is drawing the reality from heaven across the threshold of time into today's world and calling it out into people. So this is probably going to be really short, but I really want to kind of combine these things together, that when we're listening to God, we learn to participate with Him. And I think we say that, we can say that idea, we participate with God, and we don't realize the real depth of that. God wants us to participate with Him in reclaiming the world that He created. He created good, and He's asking us to participate in reorganizing that. And when we draw blessings across the threshold of time, we are participating in that reorganization of God's good world. So I really want to just bring these three ideas together, that A, if you have that negative playlist in your head, replace it. It is worth the effort, and it's a lot of effort, but it's definitely worth it. Replace it with the truth of who God sees you, the value that God places on each one of you. And then open your eyes to the blessings that we have all around us, the people that we work with, the place that we work, God's creation. Open our eyes to that and recognize those things, and then participate in calling out blessings, calling down heavenly realities into time. So I just want to close with the idea of giving a blessing to each one of us. May your eyes be opened to see the reality of God's love for you. May you have your eyes opened and clearly understand the blessings that He has for you. And may we all participate in calling down heavenly truths across the threshold of time into the lives of those around us. Thank you.